Where's the scotch?
There's a new bottle in the cupboard.
Lynn, what are you doing here?
I'll get it for you.
I thought you were supposed to be at the restaurant.
Well, I decided to give us a miss.
Why, what's the matter?
Oh, it's all right. I telephoned Rob. He can manage perfectly well.
I didn't ask how they'd get on without you. I asked what was the matter.
Are you going to have it with water?
Why not?
In that case, I'll get some for you.
I see. Right, that is it.
How did you get on?
Changing the subject.
Aren't you going to work right through?
Yes, well, I decided to take a break. Bloody uncomfortable chopping vegetables on elbow crutches.
Impossible, I'd have said.
I sat down, as a matter of fact, but the ruddy chair's too low. Bill's going to rig me up a special one.
You couldn't do it from your wheelchair, I suppose.
Oh, no. That's hygienic.
Say when.
Oh, I never thought the day would come when I'd be reduced to cutting carrots. I could cheerfully strangle Alexis.
And at least now you know why he kept complaining about being overworked.
Whose side are you on?
He never said when. I hope that's all right. Hmm.
Just the way I like it. Who's that for?
Me.
Scotch? In the middle of the day? You are in a bad way.
You're not really thinking of taking on the job permanently, are you, Matt?
Chief chopper? Why not? All got to pull our weight, haven't we? Turn our hands to anything. Leave no stone unturned. You've been crying.
Will you shut up, Matt?
Oh, for God's sake, Matt. What's the matter?
The solicitor rang.
Oh, yes.
He's heard from Peter's solicitor.
And?
They're applying for a court order. If Jeremy isn't handed back by the date the court fixes, I shall be sent to prison. I'm glad you find it funny.
Oh! Oh!
I never thought Peter would do such a thing.
He won't, my love, he won't. The joke is him thinking for a minute that we'd imagine he would. Peter? Of all people?
Let's hope it's not the effect of the walnut meringue.
No, it looks super.
Yeah, but I do like Lynn to give her blessing to new sweets first.
Did she say why she couldn't make it this afternoon?
No. Sounded a bit upset, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, looks like table six have finished their soup.
All right, I'm on my way. Good God.
What?
Look what's just coming.
Alexis.
I get a load of that coat.
Excuse me, just one moment. What's the big idea?
Rob, I am so pleased to see you, Rob, my old mate.
Are you? What the hell are you doing here?
I'm coming for lunch.
Your what?
It's the only way I can speak to you. Oh, Zoe is a very sexy lady, but she possesses.
Oh, yes.
Yes, she wants all the time.
I bet she does.
No. She wants me by her side.
As well.
Sorry?
Well, you aren't at the moment.
What?
By her side. What have you done with her?
Oh, she's at the hairdresser's. I tell her I do the massage, not the coiffeur.
So I'm booking the table.
When for?
Now.
She will be here in 10 minutes. You have a table?
Table one.
Oh, no. Zoe, she like the intimate table in the corner. He's dark.
Well, she's gone out the one near the coat rack. It's bright. Because the corner table's booked.
Oh, okay.
And now, may I take your new coat, sir?
You are angry, Rob.
No, I'm not angry. Would you care for an aperitif, sir?
You are cross, Rob.
No.
Oh, yes, you are. Very cross, I can tell.
Look, I'm not bloody cross. What bloody aperitif do you want?
Please. In a few minutes, Zoe is here.
What aperitif?
Oh, whatever you say, sherry.
Sophie?
Master, your wish is my command.
Just a sherry for Monsieur.
Oh, two, please. One is for Zoe.
What kind of sherry, Alexis?
For Zoe, sweet. For me,
dry.
Why not?
Right. Hey, I do like your coat, Alexis.
You do? Oh, you like to see my cigarette case? He's a gold.
Not now, Alexis.
Oh, I miss that Sophie. I miss you, Rob.
Uh-huh. That's why you've come in, I suppose.
Yes. I worry.
Pull the other one.
You don't believe me. You think I have no heart. Listen, he's a breaking.
That's just your gold cigarette case clanking.
Oh. All is well with Mr. and Mrs. Breyer? You do for him like I ask?
The manservant bit? No, not likely.
You don't? Then who does?
I've no idea.
What is coming over you? He cannot walk, he cannot dress, he cannot bathe. You don't care.
Well, that's his affair.
But Mr. Breyer, he think of you like a son. And now you wash your hands.
Well, you did, didn't you? You just walked out on him.
And now I suffer. Me, the ruddy Greek.
What?
Oh, always he call me that, Mr. Breyer does.
Well, it doesn't mean anything. He's always calling people things.
Yeah, you, he call my boy. Me.
Jerry?
Me, I am a Greek git.
Pardon?
But he's the Greek git who feel for him. You are made of stone. All your English cold like the fish with the stiff upper lip and the full of the phlegm.
Damn and blast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Bloody wars!
What's happened?
What do you think's happened? Good eyes, haven't you? Flaming plates on the floor.
What were you trying to do?
Give myself something to eat. It's one of Pryor's celebrated cordon bleu bachelor dinners in the oven. Can I get it out? Can I help?
Let me. Where shall I put the bits?
Pack it under the sink. What brings you here anyway?
I thought I'd drop in, see how you were getting on.
On your night off? What's happened to Rocky?
He's in the States.
Oh?
It's steak and kidney pud. Is that what you meant it to be?
Couldn't care less. Just got the nearest thing. So what have you come for?
To see how you were managing. Are you going to eat it here or in the sitting room?
The sitting room. Let's have an easy chair, for God's sake.
Well, you go and sit down there. I'll bring this.
You got many solicitors all of a sudden?
Not all of a sudden. Now, do you want the table pulled up?
Yes, thanks. All of a sudden, eh?
Well, do you want a hand down?
Very kind of you. Yes, I've noticed you dashing round offering to help.
You never asked me to.
You never offered.
I knew you'd have said no.
Look, if you're going to hang around here, for God's sake, sit down and pour yourself a drink.
No, thanks.
Okay. I didn't ask you. Because nursemaiding me is practically a full-time job. I don't think you'd be able to spare the time with your full social life. With your full social life.
It always comes back to that in the end, doesn't it?
All the same to me what you do with your spare time. You're still too busy to look after me.
Anything else I can do for you before I push off?
No? You're going, are you?
Well, it's not much point in me hanging around if we can't even have a conversation.
What is it you want me to say, Rob?
Oh, never mind. It doesn't matter.
Okay, okay. I've got a hang-up about it. Homosexuality. It's my blind spot.
That's better.
If you really want to know, that is.
And down came the Iron Curtain.
Tell me, Rob. You are part of the family. You were almost like a son.
And if I had been your son, and I turned out the way I am, would you cut me off just the same? If you can't care enough about somebody to accept them the way they are, all I can say is, it's a good thing you didn't have a son.
Lynn! I'm sorry. I should have rung first, I know, but I thought you might say don't come.
I might have.
It's my night at the restaurant, but I've slipped out for a bit. I must speak to Peter, please, Liz. Come in.
I'll tell him you're here.
Thank you, Liz.
I don't think he'd be very pleased to see you, though.
What do you mean?
Exactly what I say.
Oh, come on, come on.
I'm sorry, he won't see you, Lynn.
Peter won't?
I'm afraid not.
But surely...
He thinks it's much better to leave the solicitors to sort things out. And so do I.
But we can talk, surely.
He doesn't want to talk to you. Not until Jeremy's back here again.
Well, I really do think that's an extraordinary way to behave. And not very civilized.
Whereas your behaviour is very civilised, of course.
What?
Really, people like you make me very cross.
What do you mean, people like me?
People who just take what they want and then look terribly injured if anyone seems to resent it.
That isn't at all fair.
You go against a court order. You grab Jeremy from outside
Liz,
the school.
Liz, it's what he
you
wants.
You ring and simply inform Peter, after he's been worrying himself sick, that you've got his child and you're going to keep him. And then you have the damn nerve to look ill-treated because he won't have a lovey-dovey conversation with you. For God's sake, Liz.
I'm sorry if it looks like that. I did actually take Jeremy for the best possible motives.
You wanted him.
He wanted it too, Liz. He wants to live at the old bakery with us. All right, it may have been a silly thing to do. I simply don't know anymore. But he's my son, Liz. How would you feel if someone took one of your girls away from you?
The way Peter feels, I imagine. It's you that's done the taking, after all.
If you'd heard the way the headmaster talked... But you weren't there.
No, I wasn't there. But I did have most of it reported to me by Peter.
He wanted a decision soon about who Jeremy was going to live with, for Jeremy's sake.
He didn't say anything about taking the law into our own hands.
But you know how long the law takes. I just felt I had to do something positive.
Well, you certainly have. By doing what you did, you've made it pretty positive that the court will decide in favour of Peter.
Who is it? I warn you, I'm armed.
Oh, Arthur.
Oh, Miss Richmond. What on earth are you doing creeping about on the landing?
I'm terribly sorry. The lights seem to have conked out.
Oh, what? Yes, so it has. Oh, really, bulbs don't last 5 minutes nowadays. Something to do with built-in obsolescence, I suspect. Oh, my dear girl, you're shaking like a leaf. You'd better come in and sit down. No, not in my bedroom. We'll go in the living room.
No, don't bother, really. I'll be all right in a minute. It was just that I tried walking back from the restaurant on my own tonight. And, well, it was about time. Then when I got up here, it was dark, and I just walked into something.
The wretched bags.
It was a bit like somebody standing there, you see.
Well, it isn't, I assure you. Now, if I open the bedroom door a little wider... There, that's better.
Oh, grief.
You see, it's only the bags.
But what's in them?
The entire contents of my linen cupboard. I leave my door open till you get to your room.
Yes, thank you very much.
And I shall do something about the bulb first thing tomorrow morning. I shall tell George.
Oh, don't worry, I'll see to it. Look, I didn't wake you up, did I?
Oh, my dear young lady, I was not asleep. And I think it extremely unlikely that I shall sleep at all tonight.
Oh, why?
I shall be thinking of tomorrow.
Well, what's happening tomorrow?
The builders are coming.
Oh, for your kitchenette. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Is it? Mr. Riley had the goodness to ring me to say that they'd had a cancellation, and as I was such a little job, they could fit me in earlier.
So you had to empty your cupboard and everything?
At very short notice. And if my belongings take up this amount of the corridor, heaven knows it'll be quite impossible tomorrow.
Thank you.